This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I want to talk about the lessons that we share with teens. We have a new book out called Think Positive for Teens. And in it, we share stories that will help teens with self-esteem, making good choices, doing for others, and all the other good values that we want them to develop during these crucial years of growing up. I'm going to share a couple of great stories today from the book to give you a sense of what this new collection is all about. The first story is about developing self-confidence, and the second is about helping people when they're down. Both great lessons for us all, not just for teenagers. In our first story, Fallon Kane tells us that when she was a teenager, she was hired to work in an old-fashioned pickle shop, one that sold nothing but pickles. She was nervous because part of her job was to keep the conversation going with customers. Fallon had never been a very talkative person, but she wanted the job. So she wrote on her application that she was totally comfortable talking to strangers. She used a strategy that really works, and it's one that we write about all the time in our books. Fake it till you make it. So she put on her apron and plastered a smile on her face, and it worked. A year and a half later, she was the most senior employee at the pickle shop, and she had no trouble initiating conversations with new customers. She would smile, ask them about their days, and then convince them to buy lots of pickles. Fallon says she found her self-esteem in that shop. She had always thought that she needed to be a skinny, blonde, cheerleader type to feel confident, and she was not that. But by putting a smile on her face and pretending to not be a shy person, she turned herself into an outgoing, confident person. Her new self-esteem made a difference when she went to college, too. She was elected to the boards of two large clubs while maintaining a 4.0 GPA. We hear about this over and over again from our writers, that they pretend to be the kind of person they want to be, and it works. They become that person. In another story from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive for Teens, we see how much influence a parent can have. Savannah Castle tells us that she was raised by a single mother who often worked several jobs just to make ends meet. When Savannah was 15, her mom started dating the man who would become Savannah's stepfather, and things began to get easier financially. There was no longer a question as to whether they'd be able to afford their groceries. When Savannah was 16, a new family began attending their church. The two mothers became friends, and the kids did too, and Savannah often watched movies at their house while her mother was at work. One day, Savannah was at this other family's house during lunchtime, and she realized that they were out of food. They didn't even have any milk. The family was going through a rough time as they had moved to the town for a job that ended up falling through. Savannah told her mother about it that night, and what did her mother do? She flung open their cupboard doors and started pulling out food. She filled bag after bag with food, and then she took Savannah to the grocery store where they picked up perishables such as milk and eggs. Then they took their car full of groceries to their friend's house. The other mother started crying, and Savannah's mom cried too. She knew what it felt like to run out of food. And now that she was in better shape, there was no way she was letting that happen to their new friends. Savannah has grown up now, and she says this is still one of her most treasured childhood memories of her mom. And I actually had the pleasure of meeting both of them at a dinner we had for Philadelphia area contributors a few years ago. Savannah was invited to the dinner, and she brought along her mom, still her great friend, as her plus one. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive for Teens, visit our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll find the book there. You'll also find links that will allow you to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever you like to get your podcasts so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. Come back for our next episode for a first look at our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and Divine Intervention. I know the holidays are officially behind us, but I still love hearing a great Christmas story. And I'm going to share two holiday miracles with you that I think will brighten those cold winter days.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.